Hi, it's Randy Morrison, Associate Editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Brian Christensen, Executive Vice President of Global Internal Audit for Protiviti. In this podcast, Brian will address the status of companies' transition to the new COSO framework in the context of Protiviti's recent survey and resources to assist with implementation. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time today to discuss how companies are dealing with this new framework. What are the primary differences between the new COSO framework and the old one?
Well, Randy, it's great to be with you this afternoon. On the surface, the basic premises of internal control have not changed, but there are some significant changes that have taken place in the new COSO framework. The most explicit of these are the 17 principles that have been codified to really expand upon what we're trying to achieve in the financial control areas. On top of that, the update of the COSO framework has really brought into consideration concepts that have become more prevalent today that didn't exist 20 years ago. Some examples of that include the use of technology. We've made huge strides from what we were 20 years ago with the use of mobile, cloud, and elimination or reduction of mainframe technology, as well as enterprise risk management type concepts. We see that more and more every day in boards and in committees of boards related to governance. The consideration of fraud and anti-fraud considerations for boards and companies. And then lastly, just around reporting, whether it's external reporting, internal reporting, as well as non-financial reporting by companies. These are the biggest changes and the concepts we see added to the COSO 2013 framework.
Great. Do companies need to transition to the new framework, or can they stick with the old one?
They definitely do need to transition. The COSO 2013 framework talks about the fact that the old framework sunsets on December 15th of this year. And as a result, companies do need to put together a plan of transition to move to the new framework. A lot of discussion is taking place today around what does that entail. And in fact, people have turned to some of the public comments by the SEC, where the SEC, while not enforcing or requiring people to make that movement, have said they fully endorse the concepts around COSO, which talk about the sunset of the old framework and movement to the new framework.
Can you explain where companies stand in their implementation efforts and why?
I think this is the biggest surprise that people have seen. When the framework first came out, a lot of discussion and learning and knowledge was taking place. And as we look to the progress that's being made in this year, particularly for calendar year companies ending with December 31st, 2014, companies need to be making significant progress towards this. Our survey, as well as other surveys, have indicated people are a little bit behind the eight ball in getting this done. We're starting to see more and more companies taking diligent efforts to make this happen, but there's still some concerted efforts that need to take place to comply by the end of the year.
What resources are available to assist companies with the transition?
There are a lot of great resources, and I would list several of them. First off, I would encourage people to go to the COSO website. COSO has the frameworks, an executive summary, as well as a compendium of considerations to illustrate the concepts that are being employed there. Other organizations such as law firms, large accounting firms, mid-sized accounting firms, consulting firms such as Protiviti, all really have developed wonderful FAQs and other materials to help organizations go forward. These materials can assist in not only identifying where you need to go, but also what considerations need to take place today.
Great. Thank you, Brian. This information has been so informative. I appreciate your spending the time.
Thank you, Randy.